Greetings. This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, and we've got quite a show. I wanted to cover a few things. We are going to bring Peter and Solrita with the eSETI Australia on, but before we get started, I just wanted to cover a few things that it's almost comical. I mean, what's happening right now? I mean, we're told all about this in the books, Brave New World, and Fahrenheit 451, and then go watch The Time Machine with the Morlocks, and you'll have a good idea about what's happening right now on the planet, because it is so decadent and so crazy, it's beyond most people's imagination. They can't even go into it. But I wanted to talk about, in the wee hours of the night, Obama, he actually signed this document that creates the Ministry of Truth, and it's going to be run by the CIA. Which pretty much lied to us about everything, the Iraq wars, Iran, Contra. I mean, we can go on and on about that stuff and the drug running and all the other things. But they call it the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act, And I guess it's put together by Senator Rob Portman. And Mr. Portman, you might want to pull out your Constitution and read the First Amendment, because you might be guilty of treason. So this may backfire on you. But anyway, Google, Facebook, they all seem to be, jumping on the bandwagon with their hands out, probably getting a major funding there. And I'm all for it if used by an unbiased fact-checked organization. So if we had an unbiased fact-check organization in there, it would put the entire lamestream media out of business, because they have been setting up false fronts and blue screens and fake news for so long. And it's all been documented, and they all get the same readout, on their monitor, and it's all fake. The whole thing is fake. So they'd be totally out of business if we actually had an unbiased fact-checked group, to check out the fake news. And so I'm just wondering, what are all the majority of the senators and congressmen that passed this bill, what are they afraid of? Why do they have to censor alternative media? Was it Pizzagate, Pedalgate, which is the larger worldwide version of Pizzagate? Was it the satanic blood rituals, child sacrifices, and, pedophile activity? Are they being blackmailed because of, bribes and affairs with some underage women and, little boys and things like that? Do they have them on film? Of course they do. And, what about the extremely damning evidence that Obama produced a forged birth certificate? And we aren't even going to go into Michelle, because that one got Joan Rivers murdered. So we'll leave that one alone. But, it's all going to come out. It's all going to, come out in the woodwork. And, once they do release all of Hillary's emails and Wiener's emails and text messages, it's all going to come out. There's too many good people within the agencies that are not going to stand for this. So it's all going to come out. And it's just part of the frequencies coming in is pushing everything to the surface. I was calling it Armageddon, but it's actually the apocalypse, means the great uncovering. Every once in a while I get mixed up between the two, but excuse me for that. But anyway, it's all coming out, and it's all going to be pushed right up the surface. And this isn't just here in America. This is a global thing. It's coming up everywhere. And it's part of the vibrational lifting that we're going through right now. So I'd like to see them produce one shred of evidence. I'm sure they're going to have to come up with some or fabricate some, but they haven't been able to yet. That proves that Russian hacked the DNC or any other political arenas there. They have nothing. And before 17 of the agents said, no, Russia didn't do it. They had people within the DHS admit to hacking, the DNC. And they also had people within the DNC admitted to leaking. One of them got actually murdered, and they were the main people that were providing Assange with the with the leaks, with the emails and the other things. Why? Because they're just fed up at the corruption and the decadence of what was going on. I mean, that's basically what's the deal is. And we have to really look at who in the hell is bent on creating World War III. I mean, Obama and Kerry and all these guys are doing all they can on their way out to create World War III. They couldn't do it. They couldn't create the Syrian wars. They couldn't do it there. They got busted there for a lot of fake information. Again, just like they got busted with the Saddam thing a little late, but with the weapons of mass destruction. But it's the same narrative. And there's so much fake news to prove their position, you know, children getting bombed and massacred, things like that. They've already been busted. The studios, the actors, everything. You know, they have people in coffins that when they're through shooting, they sit up, you know, and take their headband off and walk away. You know, they kept the cameras rolling and they're leaking out all this. So, I mean, who's leaking all this information? It's good people that are just fed up with the nonsense. So anyway, this Ministry of Truth thing, basically, I know as soon as Trump gets into office, he's probably just going to, you know, clear this whole thing out. I mean, pretty much everything Obama signed can be unsigned, especially executive orders, but almost everything he signed when the real evidence comes in, you know, even what Congress put across his desk and he signed is probably not going to hold up because of the nature of his presidency when they do the investigation. So I don't know how the Trump committee is going to do this or how they're going to work this, but they probably will bring in a whole new group, you know, that whole new Justice Department, a whole new group of Supreme Court, everything, and then start with the process, hopefully. But I know this isn't going to last long, so hang on. But I mean, you know, we may be going off the air here, you know, for a little while, just probably for a little while if they get their way. I doubt, you know, the first people they're going to target is probably like Alex Jones and people like that. But, you know, I think it's just a short term thing. You know, as soon as Trump takes office, he's going to put a stop to that nonsense. Anyway, so I just wanted to cover that because this affects everybody. It affects everybody on the radio, anybody on emails, anybody putting things on YouTube. It affects everybody. And so we really need to get this out there. We need to rise up. We need to be outraged that they even do something like this. And again, go read Brave New World and go read Fahrenheit 451. Which is the temperature which books burn. You know, they wouldn't let you read books back then. And then go watch Time Machine, because we've got something akin to the Morlocks at play here. And it's we really need to take a look at this. I know it's scary for some people to look at this. Some people just can't believe it's that decadent and that corrupt and that satanic, but it is, you know, so we just need to get over it. So anyway, I hate to start out on a negative note, but this stuff really needed to be said. We need to cover this. And so let's just set this behind us, take a deep breath, let this all go. Just, you know, pay attention to what's going on and don't let people trample your First Amendment and your freedom of speech. You know, tell them to pull out their Constitution and read the First Amendment. And we're going to go from there and tell them there are consequences to trashing the Constitution, which I think are going to come to bear here real soon. But anyway, on that note, I'd like to welcome Peter and Saul Reed at the show. Peter, are you with us?
Yeah, mate. How you going?
All right. And Saul Reed, are you there too? Great. Hey, you know, rather than go into a long introduction, I'll just, you know, say both of you are very, very, very tapped in people with high degree of integrity. And you've been filming UFOs. You're both experiencers and channelers and I think, so Rita, you've got a new book out, don't you? Did you finish your book yet? Or?
No, still in the works, still gathering.
Okay. I know Peter's got a new book out, the CG Part 2. What's the name of your new book, Peter?
It'll be The Book of CG Part 2. It should be out soon, but it'll be following on from the first one. Very similar work to what you've done with Becoming Gods and Reunion with Source, and similar work to what J.J. Hertak's done with the Keys of Enoch. Very similar stuff to that. It's, you know, just tapping into another facet, Elohim facet of myself, and just relaying that information through from the Star Nations along with some of the other beings that are working throughout the planes and dimensions with not just myself, but, you know, a lot of us that are here at this time.
Yeah, you know, Hertak's a good friend of mine, and he kind of shocked me when I first met him. I didn't even know who he was, and he came walking up on stage and he said, "I want to shake your hand," you know, and you know, he had his little beanie on, you know, and he goes, "I go, well, thank you," and he goes, "Well, your work is totally, you know, goes along with mine and everything," and I said, "Well, thank you so much." I said, "I'm sorry, you know, who are you?" I didn't know who he was, and. He goes, J.J. Hertak. And I go, "Oh, yeah, the Keys of Enoch guy, you know." But it was funny. When I shook his hand, I saw light. I mean, like a fire come out of his eyes. And I went, "Holy shit, I don't know who this guy is." But he's had some experiences, you know, but interesting guy. But it's funny how this information coming in, you know, it's coming through me, it's coming through you, it's coming through a lot of people, and it's all being validated and all coming together. And a lot of us didn't even know each other, you know, when this information came through. And then but it all adds up. It all kind of supports each other.
Definitely, definitely. It's just, again, validation when you've got people all over the world, you know, with correlating evidence, information. It's just something that people have got to take on board.
Now, you just had a recent sighting, didn't you? Didn't you get some new footage?
We got some new footage yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'd have to say, I think this month alone is probably the most footage in a month I've ever got my entire life. There's probably around 10 videos, and I haven't put them all up, but a lot of it's in 4K. A lot of it's daytime footage.
Nice.
There was an experience yesterday. Do you want to tell them how it started with what you saw?
Oh, yeah. So we're out on the back deck. You know where that is, near that little portal that we've got in the backyard.
Uh-huh.
And we look over a tree, and I said to Pete that I could see this grey giant, like a mothership disc, over the top of that tree where we do see a lot of stuff happen. And then all of a sudden he's like, look, look, there's one. And there was a craft just to the left of this sort of semi-transparent disc that wouldn't show up on the camera, but he managed to film the craft and got that on camera.
Yeah, we've put that up on eSETI Australia and my website as well. So what I've been getting on a lot of the footage, daytime stuff we've been getting is different council ships, people would call them federations or whatever they want, but there's a collective of different consciousnesses from different planes that are sort of inside an energy chamber that can contain these different vibrations, and a lot of them are docked around the Earth at the moment. They've sort of come in, and it's some of them are here to just help, I guess, hold space. For people like, it's not about me, but it's for people like us. So what can happen is we can hold the space for the other people here at this time who, I guess, haven't awoken to their own God self and what they're connected to at the moment. So it's almost like a chain reaction and different chains in the link of what these beings are doing. And that's what I've been getting with them. Shiji's been on a couple of the crafts, and there's been different, different types of beings on there that I haven't really been relayed to, but it's almost like white light ships when you're inside it, looking out sort of these different triangle with bent corner plates on the roof, but it's all like a white light, if that makes sense.
And one of the other sightings that we had maybe about 2 weeks ago, I think the night before, we had interactions with a lion being that was visiting that had had this suit on with kind of like a triangle V on the top part of the
green
suit.
Eyes.
Yeah, she had she looked human, but her eyes looked like a lioness, and her hair was sort of like a lion's mane a bit. I've got to draw her. I've been drawing lots of the beings that Pete's seen, been doing that for him.
We got the footage of that craft. They were out there later on in the day when we got up.
And it was funny because I started telling him about this face that I could see coming back into the room after an experience, because sometimes we're both waking up as we're coming back in the room from, you know, having an ET experience. And then the next day we filmed the craft that was linked in with the beings that we had the interaction with.
So a bit's going on.
Yeah,
you know what? Just I wanted to say I really miss you guys, and the time we spent together there traveling all across Australia was just amazing. And the things that were shared just blew my mind, especially the Gosford glyphs and things like that that told the real history of Earth. And, you know, everything began in Australia, according to these glyphs, not in Africa. It began in Australia. And it only makes sense that, you know, they would probably come back to Australia, that there would probably be more sightings in Australia. We have a lot here because it's a stargate, and we have, you know, the door to the inner Earth right underneath Mount Adams, you know, and that's what brings a lot here. But I think Australia, some of those ancient places there in Australia, you know, maybe you could talk about, don't they have a Stonehenge there that's much older than the Stonehenge in England? And there's just so many sites there that prove that, you know, humanity's been around a long, long time and advanced, you know, advanced humanity.
Yeah, the Australia's Stonehenge, it's called, it's a lot older than, I think, even the Gosford glyphs. We are probably looking at, you know, maybe 20,000 years or more beyond even Stonehenge, that alone, let alone the Australian Stonehenge. So They go back a long way, and as you well know, they tell the story, but it goes back further, going back to the Lorans, which the Lorans came into manifestation from information I've got through Shiji lately through thought projection into this vibration in Lyra, which is where all humans started. And so it outshoots there, as you well know. And I found out lately that the whole universe is built on a geometry pattern, and they've done this same creation over and over, and that a cell of all of us have got this Elohim oversoul facet. And even though there's beings higher than them, their oversoul still comes back to an Elohim facet, which outshoots like one cell, how it divides in two. So you've got the oversoul, which is the Elohim, and then when another cell comes out, which is another light body, it incarnates in the human body, but it's still connected to the oversoul, if that makes sense. I'm trying to
explain
this the best that I can, but it does all come, when it comes into this realm, the Lorans were here first, and then you've had some, you know, they've come and gone. You've got different beings from Orion and the Hades and a lot of other places, as you know, and then the reptilians sort of came here for a bit, and then you've got the Plagiarans stepping in again, which they had been here before as well. But again, it depends on which types of Plagiarans we're talking about due to everything coming from Lyra, as you well know. So this is where there's sort of a lot of overlap and whatnot. But it was funny, a story I came across lately. I was talking to Evan Strong, who you know. And
yes.
He was relaying a bit of a story. It was just a story to me, but he was talking about how one of the sources or big Federation type ships, I think, as he related, it crashed near Gosford Glyphs where we took you. And there was UFO footage in the 90s of there's actually footage out there anybody can go and find. It was like a saucer sucking up water from that area where the crash happened, funny enough. And the story goes that I think a Federation was coming here when the reptilians were here. I don't know if the times are the same as the information I've got, but we'll say maybe 300,000 years. I'm not saying that's what Evan said, but give or take is what I surmise with that. And we're not sure if the Federation was taking back Earth from the reptilians or if the reptilians were to have custodian for a short time and then leave. So what's happened is this ship was shot down and it turned crystalline in the outer atmosphere, which is now known as Moldavite, and which can be found in the Czech Republic, and apparently Australia's got its own type of that as well. And so some of these beings have still incarnated over and over here on Earth, and even some of the reptilians that did wrong at that time have been incarnating over, trying to, I guess, fix what they had done, which was shoot down a Federation-type ship. But throws another spanner in the works, but I thought I would share that with you because it's sort of fresh to what I've been to, like, you know, what's been relayed to me lately.
Well, I tell you what's interesting is that when I got back, Ash and I were working on you know, finding out more information about it, doing some of the techniques we did, and all of a sudden she just blew into a past life and could see the whole thing, and she was actually on one of those ships, and what happened is she said they had an agreement with the reptilians to come and land, and they were going to do terraforming and things like that. It was all agreed upon. And as soon as they dropped their shields, the reptilians just blasted them. And
man, I'm absolutely smashed right now as you're telling me that.
Yeah, yeah. And so a lot of people got stranded. You know, they had to, they went into survival mode. And I guess it was a real mess because it took them a while to get here. And, you know, they didn't have backup or anything else. So the second attempt, they came with backup, and they had the backup to make sure that didn't happen again. But, you know, I guess, you know, the reptilians have a history of deception and not telling us the truth, you know, go figure.
Well, look what happened in Orion and Lyra as well. This is where there's the history repeats itself with them so far.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, now, it seems like now we're right in the middle of this massive cleanup. And some of the Pleiadians I've been talking to lately said that the vast majority of it is done. There are some real nasties that they're seeking out to clean up. But, you know, the last cleanup is happening, you know, pretty much now as we speak. And they are going to step in and take control. Now, I don't know how. They actually have more genetic stock in this plant than any other race, and that's why they've been kind of handed the scepter. And we have been pretty much hijacked, you know, by the Archons or Draconians or Reptilians, whatever you want to call them. But they seem to be something really big is getting ready to happen. I mean, we're seeing it here in America with, you know, the big shift going on where they're going to drain the swamp and clean up, you know, all the pedophile activity and the criminal activity and all the other stuff. That's just the physical counterpart of something much bigger, a higher dimensional thing that's happening, you know, with these higher dimensional beings. And I don't know if you're getting the same information.
Yeah, I just did some cards before we went on air, and getting really similar information. What I was seeing, like, towards the end of last year as well, was just really like a big cleanup still happening, and even carrying through like into this current year, because we're in 2017 here in Australia at the moment, because we had our New Year's last night. It was all about like, you know, like reinstating higher values. So it's like things had to get extremely bad in order to, you know, have that switch or that polar opposite come back, sort of like the dark night of the soul, but on a global scale. And then it's sort of going through to, you know, re-getting that vision, what you want to have and where we're sort of heading. So it's like, you know, reminding us what our goals are, I guess, as a collective, and what blueprint do we want to get back to. And then what I'm seeing sort of like for the start of this year, 2017, it's kind of like a big wheel happening. So it's like really going through those karmic lessons a lot faster. So anything that we've got to, you know, to learn is sort of coming up faster. That's why people last year as well were having, you know, a lot of people were having particularly bad years or unlucky, you know, an unlucky time. And it's because it was like, you know, the lessons and the opportunities to learn were just coming at a faster rate. But what I'm seeing more for like a little bit later in the year, it's really interesting. It's like a whole new blueprint or a whole new world. Some people would call it like the new earth. But what I'm seeing, I keep hearing the words like uncharted territory. So it's almost we have to collectively get a whole new blueprint together or a whole new map or vision for what we actually want to have happen or what we want the world to be like, because it's kind of unwritten, or, you know, people have got bits and pieces, but it's not coming together as a whole as yet. So it's kind of about rewriting that, more about like conscious co-creation. But yeah, at the moment we're still kind of like in that rebirthing phase. So we really got to get that blueprint and that plan happening.
Yeah. Now they said to me, with these waves of energy that we've been experiencing, and we're in another one, is coming up, but we had just some massive waves of energy come through. They came about a week earlier. Everybody said it was going to come Christmas, but it actually came earlier than that, you know, the first big wave. But what they told me is that with this wave of energy, it carries with it universal law. And a lot of people think this, you know, this big golden book is going to be dropped on us. But, you know, it's really simple. It's basically universal peace and brother-sisterly love and individual freedom and prosperity for everybody. You know, it's a very simple, and, you know, if you're doing something that is out of alignment with that, then you're serving the beast. You know, you're working out of alignment with universal law. It's really that simple. But what I'm feeling is that energy and that consciousness is pressing so hard, it's just pushing up all the stuff that doesn't align with it. I don't know if you're getting that same information.
Yeah, definitely. And it's like anything out of alignment with that is really noticeable at the moment. And even to people that aren't even, you know, looking into this stuff, they're starting to question things even more so than what they have like over the last 10 years. It's just, it's crazy at a rate how fast things are changing.
Yeah, I know with me, it's kind of like people sometimes think I'm angry because I'm blunt, you know, and I'll just say it like it is, but I'm not angry at all. I'm just saying it like it is, you know. And you know, I got some emails the other day, you know, and they're saying, you know, certain person we all know is saying there are no negative ETs, you know, and this, and they're chastising me and everything else. And you know, and I found out before, I used to sit and try to rationalize with them, you know, look at all the inhuman activity on the planet right now. Do you think humans are the only ones doing that? It's non-human forces that are doing this. And then I quoted all the things happening on the planet. And I said, I don't think humans have done this on their own. There's other forces. And it's obvious, you know, that as above, so below.
Yeah.
You know, so I used to go this I used to go to this big long thing, you know, and try to turn them around. And now I just deal with it in about three sentences, you know.
Yeah, there's no use even bothering with it anymore. I've got to go through a lot of the same stuff as well. And I think because we're mates as well, it even comes out of the woodworks even more. And like I say to a lot of people, are you going from what somebody's told you or are you going from experience? And 9 times out of 10, they go from what these certain individuals said, not from experience. And we come from experience. We live it, we breathe it, we experience it. It's a daily thing for you and me. And I think it's hard for people to, and soul does as well, and I think it's hard for people to understand that we have constant contact, because it's through thought telepathy, thought transfer, that a lot of it is constant. And we can go from experience. And then again, people have got to do their due diligence and do their research and, you know, if they have experiences, whatnot. I believe everyone's an experiencer, but you just can't take the word of some person as gospel, because that's the problem with society, is that we blindly believe that which we're told, which is the main problem here. And unfortunately, people are keeping that up. And, you know, what's going on has got many different layers like an onion. You've got the reptilian, you've got the archon facet, which once was the Elohim, another split division part of it. And then you've got these esoteric, you know, people with knowledge, these ancient societies that come through the ages to today that know and can manipulate things due to knowing some of the ancient knowledge, dates, times, and rituals that can be done. And so this gives them a power hand to do certain things, and it's not the human way, in the way that things are done. So this is where we come at this from experience, and people need to do their research, but not everything's love and light, unfortunately. And if people get upset by what you say, well, then what it's doing is really mirroring that which is inside of them, and that's why they're getting frustrated.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, they say, you know, if you're over the target, you're going to get flack, and that's basically what it is. But, you know, I've said before, I mean, I was putting this information out in 1982, you know, and talking about
before
the
Illuminati. Before I was born.
Yeah, the Illuminati, their goals, everything, you know. I put all this stuff out, you know. Of course, I was a child when I wrote that. but anyway, it's like, and it's all unfolding now. And then I'm just blown away. You guys, we've known this for years, you know, like, where have you been? You know, are you paying attention? Have you paid attention at all? You know, all these famous authors have written about this in the past, you know, like, you know, I was talking about Brave New World and Fahrenheit 451. They all warned us, you know, and now it's turned into the time machine, that, because now we have these satanic blood rituals and child sacrificing and everything else coming out in the news. And I mean, now we're looking at the time machine, you know, with the Morlocks and the, I think it's the Eloy or whatever with the people. And they, I went and watched that the other night, and I was blown away. I go, wow, this is amazing, that the cinematography, everything they did back in the day was just amazing. But, you know, it was just, it's actually, you know, these movies and things are like warnings. And people go, oh, you're crazy, you know, you're nuts and everything else. And like you were saying before, do the research, you know, just do the research, you know, go look at all the evidence. You know, the New York Police Department has the evidence. The FBI has the evidence. It came out through WikiLeaks. It came out through the emails, you know, and the texts, you know, between, was it Wiener and Podesta and Hillary, you know, it's all there. And
we've
it's going to come out.
Stuff coming up here too. We've got a lot of the pedo rings and all that have been found out here in Australia, connected to politics and everything as well. It's a worldwide thing being brought to the surface.
It is. And, you know, people don't understand. You know, if you take the chemtrail thing, people go, no, that they would never do that. I go, look up in the sky, look at your health, look at your lungs, your skin, you know, your gastrointestinal problems, your upper respiratory problems. Did you have all this before? Where is this coming from? And I said, you know, aluminum and barium are accumulative. You know, they accumulate. And it really messes you up. Look at the symptoms of that. And, you know, by all means, look at your forest and what it's doing to your forest. It's actually killing the forest around here because aluminum blocks the uptake. You know, but the same people created this chemtrail program that created, you know, the atomic bomb, you know, Teller and those guys.
Yeah.
And their idea, you know, they lit off 200, you know, nuclear bombs on the planet And their idea for global warming was to let off a bunch of nuclear bombs, blow all this particulate matter up into the sky. That would cool down the planet and everything would be good. The only problem is it would be all radioactive and it would kill most of the people. So, I mean, that sounds like a reptilian agenda to me. And it's really not much different. All the stuff falling down out of the sky, some of it is strontium, some of it is radioactive. We've got aluminum, barium, that's well documented. And we have also biologicals, you know. So, you know, we got to pay attention. I mean, they're trying to say they're shielding the planet, you know, to stop global warming. Newsflash, we're actually going into a cooling cycle. And when you spray barium and aluminum, when they mix together, any water anywhere near that just freezes instantly. It's, you know, and so they're, you know, they're destroying crops on a massive scale. They're creating, you know, huge ice storms. They're just making a mess of the planet, and it's not just the toxicity, you know, it's the other stuff. But, you know, the mainstream won't touch it because the corporate-owned mainstream are the guys doing it. You know, the banksters are the ones that are behind all this stuff, and they own the media. So, you know, I don't know what it's going to take for people to just look over their head, you know, or start testing their water and their soil, you know, and start watching – you know, start questioning why the trees are dying, the forests are dying, and why we've got a 60% extinction rate on most of the life on the planet right now. So it's just like, I know this sounds freaks people out, but, you know, there are some very, very nasty beings at play here, and they've infiltrated, you know, the positions of power on the planet, and they've been doing that for quite some time, and now there's a huge cleanup underway. And so I guess we have a choice. We either become sheep and get sheared, you know, or we get with the cleanup program and become part of the solution.
Yeah, it's just time for people to start making decisions and start walking the walk instead of just, you know, talking it, because it, you know, that's not productive any longer with the way things have been going for so long.
You know, I get these people that throw these spiritual affirmations on, and they go, you know, it says, you know, it's like, well, I'm just going to talk about love and joy and peace and meditate, you know, and do my yoga and eat my goji berries and all is good, you know. And they go, you are such a low form by talking about this. You know, it means you're not enlightened, you know, like this. And I just go, my God, enlightenment means to be in knowledge of all of it, not to be in ignorance, you know. And I go, pay attention. They go, well, I'm just in the moment, you know, and I don't live in the past. And, you know, and when they say that, I just want to punch them and go, and they go, what'd you do that? And I go, did what? You know, that was in the past. You know, that didn't really happen. There's no consequence, you know. What's the matter with you? You know, so, you know, I feel like running that right by their own truth right by them. But, you know, this whole thing about it's all an illusion, this and this and that, you know, I said, well, if it's all an illusion, take a run of that tree over there and get back to me, because nature will teach you what you need to learn. And as long as you're in this bag of water down here, we call this earth suit, you're subject to physical laws, you know, and what's happening in the physical. So we need to pay attention. And what we do here in the physical actually weighs heavier light in the next incarnation. So it's all relative, and you know, this is 3D God here. We need to take care of it.
Yeah. There's you know, I think there's going to be a few sort of head shaking moments for humanity over the coming year as well. I think, you know, unfortunately, like, I've been getting information, and it's been funny. I was talking about this a while ago, like only a couple of months ago, and we've started to see on the news that certain types of terrorist events have been stopped in Australia before they've come into fruition, but I still think there's a...
And in Melbourne,
where we are as well, which the bangs have talked to me about, and I still think there's a possibility of some of these things happening in the next month or two. There's a possibility of it, because it would show the world that Australia is not safe and we're in the same boat as America and England, because we're all...
And France,
we're all brothers in arms, but Australia's the only place left at the moment that hasn't been hit, and everyone, you know, thinks we're safe, and we are a pretty safe country. You experienced it here, but
yeah,
I feel that that's going to – something of that nature is most likely to happen with where things are, to really go to the world, look, if we can get here and do this, because it is the last straw here, because – you know, this is where things started, this is where things will end, and it's on a multidimensional nature. When we look at that, even with the multidimensional grid, how things are affected and the way Melbourne was set up, Melbourne is where we had the first Parliament House. It was where Ulukai Brendan Murray's great-great-great-whatever grandfather signed the Bateman Treaty to lease the land, which is past its use-by date, and still that hasn't been looked upon, that agreement, as being valid, but that's what happened a couple of hundred, 200 or 300 years ago. But then we're like, I'm also looking at possibility things with America that Trump's in. I can remember seeing Kurt Cobain do a statement in 1993 or something saying that America needs somebody like Trump who hasn't got any sort of ties to these groups.
A businessman
we need, and he named Trump. But I think in a way it's a good thing what's going on, because what it's done is it's shaken up the energy for America. Instead of just the same old person, now, yes, he may still have interest with certain groups or whatever, but at the end of the day, he really doesn't care about either group because he's a businessman. But it's going to change the energies. But I think there's a possibility of more terrorist type activity in America, along with a civil war type scenario, dividing the countrymen against countrymen. And I don't think it'll be the doing of Trump. I think it'll be the doing of some of those behind the scenes in terms of just trying to divide the country. Because when you go to divide and conquer, you are it's easier for you to rule the people that you were trying to manipulate to get the outcome that you tried to get in the first place. So one sort of thing doesn't work, one plan doesn't work, you implement another. And so this is where I think these are the two things with Australia and America, where, not saying these are going to happen, but with the timelines and the way things are going, I think these are great possibilities. Sadly enough, and I hope these things that I'm saying don't come into fruition. But I think at the same time, if they did, it might be the thing that kicks all of us in the butt to go, what we're doing ain't working and we need to change our ways.
Well, I think the people need to really come together as well, you know, to create that change and just stop relying on, you know, people to say, yes, go ahead, or you know, like ETs are real, or, you know, UFOs are real, you know, not just in that sense, but in, you know, in terms of like taking back the rights to our bodies, you know, and what we're allowed to have, you know, whether it be like natural medicines or, you know, vaccines, just the right to be able to say yes or no to certain things. We need to really take back our power in terms of that, and in terms of, you know, the way that we are kind of governed as a nation.
Exactly. I know you probably have some kind of a constitution over there like we do, and they pretty much trashed it here. And they've signed all these laws, you know, forced vaccinations, all these things they're trying to do are all totally unconstitutional. And, you know, I can go on, but they're all being exposed. And Monsanto keeps getting exposed over and over again. And they keep bribing the federal courts and using their pull, you know, and you know, the unfortunately, the powers that have been taken out were totally, you know, in the pocket of these major corporations. And that's all going to be changing here really quick, which is great. And they're going to be seen for who they are and what they've done to the people in the country. But it's just unbelievable. If you go down that rabbit hole, you know, when you take the chemtrails and you take the GMOs and you take all the food additives, you know, the fluoride in the water, which was, you know, the Nazis gave us that one. You know, I can go on and on. Most of the Nazis are involved in the atomic bombs and the NASA, you know, the chemtrails, everything, you know. NASA's full of Nazis, you know. It's like it was actually the heads of NASA were Nazis and probably maybe still are. I'm not sure. But, you know, it's just you can go on and just do the history, do the research, and you can see how there's like a kind of a Nazi reptilian archon agenda that's being cleaned up right now. It's being exposed and it's being cleaned up. And you know, we're getting a lot of help from the higher dimensional beings and the benevolent ETs that want to see us evolve, you know, and take the next step. You know, but we got to do our part too. We got to pay attention and not serve the beast anymore. Just again, go back to universal law. And if what you're doing doesn't align with universal law, then it's time to do something else. It's that simple.
Yes. I don't know how many times like people have to be told that it just comes back to going internal. You know, there's so many people preaching this and that at the moment, and people are just being external, and you know, the real teachings, and they're not really messages from our higher selves that people like us are relaying to people to reawaken the God within, which is you've got to go internal. All the answers, everything that you need to know, everything that you want answers on, that you want insight on, everything is internal. It's in your mind. It's going to that place where your thoughts are, which is multidimensional communication, rather than looking outside yourself and being external, looking for the answers or looking for people to validate that which you do. And it's like, if that's the way you're going down that path, well, then you're not in line with the awakening healing process. With what you're doing is contributing to the way manipulation and the external things and you know, possessions and all this sort of crap that we've gone on about for years, you know, who's got the biggest house and the coolest car and chicks and this and that. That regime's going to keep going if people are going to stick to that. It's as simple as that. And people just need to start, you know, going internal. And everyone's scared, you know. That's part of the human experience, is the fear part of it and this and that. But look, it's getting out of your comfort zone. And if you can get out of your comfort zone and talk to your guides and the beings that you work with, even if you haven't or you think you haven't got the contact like us, just talking to them, setting the intention and wanting help to guide you through this this course at the moment of, you know, your human experience, these things will help help you pick up on the signs and change your ways into being a better person, which is, I'm sure, what all of us want at the end of the day, is just to get along and be happy.
And I think it's also not just like on a collective level, it's individually as well. Like, I had an experience a few weeks ago where I started a new job for someone else working in the city. And the boss was just horrible. She was I was working in a clinic spa type setting, and the boss, the first day that I started after a week of training, I was thrown in the deep end with absolutely no guidance whatsoever, just thrown in straight with clients, which I managed to, you know, survive through and do quite well. But I found out later that she was filming clients in change rooms and things like that, and she was just not a nice person and very aggressive. she was aggressive with the way that she dealt with people, and even, you know, what did I say, Pete? She had a stern talking to me the first day about a double booking mistake that she'd made. And I had to, I've had trouble with having to speak up or to, you know, to voice myself before, because I don't like to offend anyone or to, you know, to have to raise my voice. And it got to the point where actually I had to do that with her. So it was, you know, things that I'd gone my whole life not doing, all of a sudden it came to, I felt like it was a, you know, a big life lesson, not just for this lifetime, but accumulation of other lifetimes, having to actually voice myself and go, hold on a minute, this is not okay. And I'm calling you out on all of these things that you're doing.
And I get in trouble for doing that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I have to admit, that's one thing. I think one of your most endearing qualities, Peter, is just calling it like it is. And I know it does upset some people. But, you know, you tell people, what they need to hear, not what they want to hear. And kudos to you for doing that.
Oh, that's what you do too, man. That's why a lot of people get paid off with you. But
both you boys do. And I think we're all having to learn to do that on an individual level. And it's when we can do it on an individual level that maybe we can all stand up together as a collective and be able to take that one step further.
Definitely.
Yeah. I mean, I'm surrounded by people, you know, people go, oh yeah, you're the guru of ESETI and everything else. No, I surround myself with leaders, people that lead from their own heart and soul. And if I blow it, they're going to call me out on it. You know, if I'm doing something or if I'm, and I would expect that, you know, nobody's perfect except for me, but no, I'm just kidding. you know, it's like, I would expect that. You know, and I, hopefully, you know, this new leader we have, Trump, I think he's open to you know, he's surrounding himself with people that are going to be advising him. And I know if they don't start following his agenda, he's going to, you know, take heads, you know, take names and take heads. If they start following the New World Order agenda or the corporate agenda, things like that, you know, he's made it very clear. So, you know, we'll see where this goes, but. You know, these people out there, they're screaming and crying and whining and they're really upset. It's like this Stockholm effect over here, where they don't realize that, you know, they want their wolves back. I mean, there's sheep that want the wolves back. They've been freed, but they go, no, we want our wolf back. You know, we want, at least we knew when we were going to get eaten, you know, at least we had our little pen they kept us in, you know, and threw us a bone now and then, but it was safe and we knew where we stood, you know, but, you know, and so now it's like they're going to have to step out of the pen and start leading themselves and wake up and start creating, you know, their own realities. And it's a scary thing for a lot of them, but I mean, it's, you know, a lot of people get really mad at me when I say this, but, you know, basically stop whining, you know, stop crying, you know, stop, you know, that it's over, you know, let's get with the program and start changing America. Let's change this. Let's not try to maintain the status quo. We know what the status quo was. We know what they did. They've all been exposed. You'd have to be brain dead not to realize what's been going on for so long. And now it's time to step up and change it as a collective. And if our leaders are not going in that direction, we need to step up and hold them accountable. You know, it's that simple. But, I mean, at least give them a shot, you know, cleaning, you know, draining the swamp, basically cleaning this mess up. You know, like stop accusing them. Do you remember that thing? Oh, God, what's his name? Tom Cruise was in it, where they prejudge people.
Oh, Minority Report.
Yeah, the Minority Report. It's like that. These guys, all they're doing is going by, you know, bullshit coming through the media, the lamestream media, and they've been proven to lie over and over and over again. And they're whipping everybody up into a frenzy. Nobody's doing any research to see if any of this stuff is true, especially the Russian stuff. They're trying to create World War III. And, you know, you watch this thing, and all of a sudden, you know, the poor guy Trump, he's already being accused of all these things which he hasn't even done or hasn't even, I mean, nothing's even happened yet. And it's like the Minority Report, and he's going, whoa, wait a second, you know, I haven't even taken office yet. You know, it's like... you know, I'm being accused of all these things in the future that none of them have happened yet. Why don't you take a deep breath, sit back, relax, and then, you know, come from that point, not, you know, and realize almost everything you've been told isn't true. You know, it's like, I mean, some things are true. Nobody's perfect. But you got to realize this lamestream media has an agenda. It's run by the corporations. The corporations are run by the banksters. The banksters are very, very afraid that they're going to be found out for what they've been doing and what they've done to humanity and how they've enslaved us for eons and the atrocities against humanity that they've done. So they're doing all they can to get rid of as much of us as possible. It's really that simple. They're very afraid of us waking up, because when we do wake up, they're afraid of a French Revolution. And that's the name of the game. So, you know, it's like, are we going to move forward and clean up, you know, clean house? Or are we just going to shrink in fear and dumb ourselves down and go with the status quo? You know, and I think that's the choice we all have right now.
Yeah. And either way, we need some type of change, whether, you know, people want the dominant new world order, you know, the one that this implements, you know, authority and all that sort of stuff, or another type of new world order, which is a collective consciousness and moving forward together, embracing each other's differences and qualities, but working together to become, you know, a better world and you know, eventually go galactic, which we can do, but that's all up to us. But first we need, you know,
that's what was in the card that we picked up.
Yeah, it's two part, you know, we've got to work on our own crap, you know, our own demons, our own things individually. And then we need to clean up things as a collective. And so people can have communication and things going on overnight with the many realms. But before we do it as a collective, we really need to, you know, slowly work on things together, whether it's energies and health systems and technology and weaponry, all these different types of things. They've got to be looked at and approached from a higher level of consciousness before we go any further. And this is sort of the make and break point now.
It's transformation time.
I agree. You know, Standing Rock really taught us something. And if anybody was paying attention there, and I knew some of the elders that were there, and they gave me, you know, blow by blow descriptions of what was going on. And we actually, you know, got a lot of money together and a lot of supplies and things and sent them up to them. But the, you know, what happened there is the elders were very wise, and they knew who they were up against. And they knew the media would demonize them. They'd try to show them as like barbarians, you know, with not a clue and hostile and all these things, that, you know, the way they tried to paint them. It was just unbelievable. You know, but the people weren't buying it. They weren't buying it. And also, too, the elders knew is they were going to do all they could to incite them to violence. So yeah. That they could come in with the militia and military and come in heavy handed and just smash them, you know, and get rid of them. I mean, they knew all the tactics and they really played that out and very brave, you know, souls there that actually, you know, held the ground there. And that was something for the whole world to see. And the whole world got behind them. It was unbelievable. And it just shows the total failure of the lamestream news to manipulate, you know, the truth of what was really happening there. And I don't think it's done yet. I mean, there's going to be a lot of standing rocks. There's going to be a lot of things like that happening. And the people need to band together and say, you know, this is our home. This is our planet. We want to operate, you know, under universal law. You know, we want to start being kind to each other and the planet. And we want to evolve and go to the next level. And when we do that as a collective, it's over. And I think that's what's happening.
And what an amazing, powerful, you know, positive thing that was to see the tribes coming together and the people coming together for a higher good.
Yeah. You know, when the buffalo came down the hill, yeah. I don't know if you saw that, the buffalo came running down the hill and they started like, you know, meandering around all the military guys and stuff like that. It freaked, you know, you don't mess with buffalo. I mean, they are ornery. I mean, I've been around them. Yeah. And they, you know, when they all came down, I mean, I had tears in my eyes. I was going, yeah, you know,
yeah,
like even nature cooperated and just said enough's enough. So, I mean, they got the buffalo got kind of tortured too, as well, you know, but, you know, in that process, but, horses got, you know, pretty much tortured everybody, you know, the elders. Yeah. You know, when you got a guy standing there in prayer on his knees, a grandmother on her knees, children on their knees praying, and you go up and start hitting them with clubs and spraying them with, you know, pepper spray and bear spray and things like that. I mean, I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what to call that. I mean, it's not a criminal offense. It's something even beyond that.
Yeah, it's barbaric.
It's like a demonic action that happened there. And they got seen for what they are and they got exposed. And I think that was an amazing thing that they did hold their ground. They did expose that whole agenda, you know, and let people see who they really were. And you know, it's like, again, kudos to them. I just hope this happens around the planet, that the people rise up and, you know, start considering the next seven generations and start, doing things responsibly. You know, I know you've been working with some new technologies. I don't know if you want to talk about that, some healing technologies and I'm privy to some amazing technologies that we don't, you know, we've got healing technologies, energetic technologies and formulas and things like that, that are pretty much can cure almost every disease on the planet. We just don't have the funding to get these things out and we have to get rid of the agencies that are suppressing them from to come out. But we also have the free energies, the anti-gravity, counter-gravity, all of that stuff. You know, I can't even talk about some of the things I've seen, you know, witnessed firsthand. But, you know, we have all the technology right now to become a galactic civilization and to meet all of our needs. And, you know, we don't need to be enslaved through dependency anymore. And I've seen this firsthand. I've seen these technologies. And, you know, whether they, I think they're going to come out no matter what, but I'm just hoping they come out on a grand scale.
Yeah, it's just one of those things that right now we've got three different types built. And what I'd call it is we're still trialing them in terms of promoting health and well-being. Italics around that, because I can't say, you know, they're proper healing devices because, you know, you'll know who will come after you then. But
yeah, yeah.
They seem promising. They're direct blueprints from other stuff that we've trialed and witnessed and seen work. So up to the free energy device now, we've haven't got the funds to go there because we sort of spent it on the previous devices, which we've gotten with, you know, in the trialing phase of that now. So all this is there. And, you know, some of this stuff, you know, can you know, grab it out of the fabric of space on a plasma physics level. And, you know, I think two of the ones that I look at looking at building, you'd probably get, you know, maybe 6-7 kilowatts to run a whole house just off these two things. One of them alone would do 3 or maybe 4 pushing it. But that's sort of what we're working with at the moment. And that's sort of the next phase of where we'll go. Once we've got a bit more funding and things set up, we'll probably go to that next phase. But, you know, we're working on a lot of things. It's not just, you know, we're a branch off of you, which is eCity Australia, and we're, it's not just about ETs, as you know, and as you, what you've created. It's about, you know, extraterrestrial communication, multidimensional communication, but also connecting with the God within and technologies, healing, healing of the awakening of the Earth and humanity. So there's all these different areas we're all working on.
Well, one thing that blew me away with, you know, the thing that Pete made, one of the technologies, is the consciousness that the actual technology admits itself. It's fully conscious being that you can interact with. That's what blew me away and totally surpassed my idea of, you know, free energy technologies and healing
energy.
It's
alive,
The consciousness of this actual device is alive and you can communicate with it.
It's like growing by the day as well.
Yeah, so you're like eastcityaustralia.org?
Yeah, yep.
And that's the best way to contact you. And also, I'm sure you have a PayPal button there if people want to donate. And, you know, I'd strongly urge people to, you know, send you a few bills, you know, to help get this other technology done, because we're all working this together, you know, and Peter will probably be out here this summer and we'll be creating the same technologies, you know, so it's very important that we all support each other. So, heck, you know, go to eSETI.org, you know, check out the PayPal button and throw some frog skins their way so they can continue building these devices.
Definitely, yeah. No, thank you. And, yeah, we've got events coming up at Mount Buffalo in Australia in February as well, and we've got the Skywatchers, which you saw on the news in the UK recently. One of the Skywatch events hit the news as well. So lots have been happening for our part of the country, or part of the world as well.
Yeah.
Awesome. Hey, unfortunately, we're at the end of the hour. It's so awesome to connect again with you guys. I can't wait to get back to Australia, and I can't wait to get you back out here as well. But anyway, keep up the great work. Have a great new year, and hopefully it's a prosperous and abundant one.
Thank you. Yeah, same back, right back at you. I miss you too, mate.
Yeah, miss you.
All right. Unfortunately, we're out of time, folks. We've got to sign off. This is James Gilliland with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. And you know, let's do the new year right. You know, let's focus on universal law, you know, universal peace, brother, sisterly love, individual freedom and prosperity for everybody. You know, let's all work together and turn this planet around. And for once, you know, let's just kind of take care of the controllers, the tyrants, you know, because we have to take care of that. We have to clean house, so to speak. And it's time for all of us to get together and support those who are coming forward and that want to clean house and go to the next level. Get behind them, you know, support the people that are here for the house cleaning. And that's really written within the soul of each and every one of you. We didn't come here just to be sheep and just to run around and be manipulated and controlled and enslaved through dependency. So anyway, this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio again on the BBS Network. Have a great new year. And anyway, create the world you want to see and release the world you don't want. Good night.